Hi, I'm Amanda Lang, Technical Evangelist at Microsoft. You can find me on the internet at secondtruth.com or at secondtruth on Twitter, the little underline. This is my first time posting a blog to Channel 9, so if you have any feedback, please hit me up at secondtruth on Twitter or at my blog, leave a comment, and I'll be happy to address your questions and, you know, see where we can go from here. So this blog is going to be, as you can see, a basic introduction to Connect. It's a Connect 100. It's not even a 101. And the reason that I'm doing this as a very basic is because I've noticed that out there, there's a lot of content on Connect, especially on Channel 9. But there's a little bit of confusion as to where to get started with it because there's just so much of it that it can be a little bit intimidating. So most people think of Connect as a gaming peripheral. But I've also kind of fallen in with using it for Xbox Fitness because it's a fun way to like gamify your workouts and get progress information and badges as you work out. So it's sort of a fun way of adding something new to your lifestyle. I've even seen Connect used in hospitals, and there's a video about that posted up. I've seen it used in retail applications. So there's other things that you can do with it besides gaming. So if you think about it and use your imagination, and you can look at some of the projects that are on Channel 9's Coding for Fun channel, you can see there's lots of different stuff that you can do. The biggest problem and confusion people have about Connect is they want to know, hey, doesn't Connect work on the Mac? And Connect 1, which is the Connect on your left there, that's the Xbox 360 Connect, it wasn't originally designed to do that. It was originally designed for Xbox 360. But a lot of hackers thought they will have a lot of fun with it. We're going to take this and we're going to create different platforms that it can be used on and explore it different ways. So I've seen the Connect 1 wired up to a lot of experiences. I've seen it used in IoT quite a bit. I've seen it used on Macs. Connect 2.0, which is primarily what I use, that's the new Connect that's for the Xbox One. So Connect 2 for Xbox One, got it? Connect 2 on the left or on the right hand side, Connect 1 on the left, Connect 2 on the right. Connect 2 on the right hand side is the flat facing Connect. It has the more square as opposed to more of a rounded look, and it's got the microphone bar on the bottom. That Connect is a little bit more robust. It does a lot more different things than the first Connect does. I'll talk about some of the advantages. It does not work on a Mac. So, for your Connect 2, these are your system requirements. You're going to have to use Windows 8.1 or 10, so Windows 8 or higher. You're going to need a USB 3.0 device, and you're going to have DirectX 11. To work the SDK, you're also going to want to use Visual Studio. Then you can get the Connect 2 for your Xbox One and then buy an adapter to hook it up to your PC. There's also a Connect for Windows. They're a little bit harder to find. It ends up costing about the same, so you can go either way. They have slightly different specs, but they're pretty close to the same in terms of what they do and what the requirements are. So I'm actually using Connect for Windows, but if you have the Xbox One that already has the Connect attached, you can detach it and get the cable. So one of the reasons that Connect 2.0 is a little bit superior is because it's got a little bit better camera, depth map camera. It uses a near-field IR, bounces off this field of view, and uses that to judge where you are in space. It's got a bit further sensor field of view than the original. It also can see you a bit more up close as well. The original Connect had a little limited, more limited range as to where it could see you from. And this has this can see you a little bit closer and a little bit further away, which is nice. It can also see more people. So when it tracks a body, it actually has improved reliability over the previous Connect. And these slides, by the way, are modified from slides from the build talk about Connect. So if you want to get see every single slide from this, there's a talk and build was given a build that shows a little more detail. But I mean, this is 100, so I just want to tell you like why the Connect 2.0. The skeleton has the hips in the right place, which is really important, and the shoulders are different too. If you've ever done any kind of animation, and I have, the hips and shoulders are some of the most challenging things to get right, so they weren't quite right on the old Connect. They're better now. You can also track up to 6 players from 1 to 6. You have hand tracking The Kinect 2 tracks right now three hand positions. It tracks open hand, it tracks if your hand is shut, and it tracks if your fingers are pointing. So if you make a point, it'll track that as well. So it's got three basic hand positions. The hardware is capable of more. This is more of a software issue, trying to eliminate those extra fingers. So it does enable more nuance of hand gesture than the previous Kinect. And the per joint orientation is just a feature that allows you to basically manipulate the body in a much better way. Here's all the data sources involved in the Kinect. I got this slide from a workshop that I was doing at Carnegie Mellon. So we went through and created a simple Flappy Bird game for the Kinect. It was really fun. This is all the basic data sources the Kinect 2 takes. It has a color camera, which is like a webcam. It has the IR camera, which is what it uses to judge your actual position in space, for the most part. And then it's got the microphone, which records sound. So with the IR is where it generates that depth map. So the depth map shows you how far apart, how far away from the Kinect you are. The microphone also does the positional audio and speech recognition. So if you happen to have the Xbox One, if you say Xbox and then tell it to do something, and you have the Kinect, it will listen to you and do what you tell to do. So that's pretty cool. It also knows from the microphone, it has multiple microphones in it, so it can tell which microphone you were loudest in and can judge from there where you are in the room. Using the combination of the player's speech with position and the depth map, it can also figure out who is speaking. So that's how it tracks a player's speech by the location. With the depth map, it can isolate the human body by figuring out your shape. And then finally, it can track your skeleton based on that, which is how it figures out whether or not you're doing the dance move or the exercise correctly or any of the other kinds of things that you can do. It also has facial tracking, which is not 100% perfect, but it can judge some different expressions, and that's something they were still working on improving all the time. So it's pretty cool. Next up, I'm going to show you how to get the SDK and just do a little bit of development. If you go to the Microsoft Download Center, this is where you download the Kinect for Windows SDK 2.0. If you're on the Kinect 1, you're going to need the Kinect 1 SDK, which I think is on level 1.8 right now. This is the Kinect SDK for Windows. And this is where you can get some of the documentation for it here at the Developer Network. But you may find that the other videos on Channel 9 are going to be a little bit better. So you're going to see that it's going to help you out a little bit, but you can also find some stuff here. So once you click on this continue button to actually grab your download, you don't have to register. You can skip that if you just want to go straight to the download, or you can register just, you know, if you want to register to get that before you download the SDK. You click next, it's going to download that to your downloads folder. I'm just going to go into downloads. You're going to see that I have this Kinect set up. If you double click on that, it's going to walk you through the Kinect, you agree to the license, and then it's going to do a little install for you. So once you have that installed, I'm just going to actually open it up. In case you're seeing Cortana in the bottom of my screen, yes, I do make her call me Chief. Don't pick fun of me for that. I mean, what's the point if you don't, right? Okay, this is the actual Kinect SDK. So this is the SDK browser. When it first opens up, you can actually see what it's going to do, all the little things that you can do with it. A lot of people, they go right to the documentation page. It's actually linked right here, but you might find that a little overwhelming. Another thing that you can do is click on Kinect Studio, and the Kinect Studio here is just going to show you, is your Kinect connected? And you click Connect, and then it's going to monitor you. So I look a little creepy right now because you can see that my Kinect is plugged in and it can see my hand. I'm gonna turn that off. I can also double hear myself when I'm speaking, so it's weird. If you keep scrolling down, people are interested a lot in the body basics. Body basics is really cool. It's just not where I would start to see if your Kinect is hooked up. Because I'll show it to you in a second. You have to be kind of further away or else it won't pick up on your skeleton. So people are like, oh, my Kinect's not working. Well, it's not seeing your skeleton. So body basics is kind of where the meat of Kinect development is, but it might not be like the best first place to start. Color basics, on the other hand, is a pretty good place to start because when you play color basics, you can just sort of see yourself as a webcam. So this is like a webcam attached to your Kinect, and it shows you, hey, the Kinect's hooked up, it's working, and I'm kind of fish-eyed, so hi. That's how that works. And then if you want to actually run the body basics, here's the run for that. And you can see that despite that, it doesn't see me at all. So as the Kinect does see me, I'm too close to it. So if I roll way back, maybe stand up, maybe it'll see me. There I am. So now I'm being isolated by the Kinect. So if you're wondering why doesn't it see me yet, it's probably because you're a little bit too close. It helps if you stand too. The minute I sit down, I'm gonna be okay because now it's got a feel for where I am, and the Kinect 2 does work seated. But if I get too close, it's gonna stop working again. So sort of get lost in all that data. So it's one way. Another thing that you can check out too is you can check out the skeletal. There's speech, and there's also visual gestures. Some of this stuff is brand new. There's some information on how to develop with that on Channel 9. You can find all of that stuff. So once you get this all hooked up, you've got the basics ready to go. That'll give you an idea for what you can get started. If you want to see how any of this code works, if you click on this install, and you can actually open it up on your Visual Studio. I'm just going to do it in 2015 here. I might have it connect. Yeah, already. So we'll open that up. And you can see that I've got this in here. You can open this up in Visual Studio and just look directly at the code and how it's working. And open that up in there, community. And with that, you can actually look directly at the code, just drill down, open up the code, and see how it's working. It gets you a little information, and it's all commented, so you can figure out exactly what the code is doing. So this line right here is the line in your code that's going to actually activate. You're using the Kinect. It's going to use those Kinect libraries that you've installed. Here, you can see all the different stuff the Kinect is tracking. And because this is the body basics, it's going to activate a different body colors for your different players. So if I had multiple people in here, it would track up to 6 of them, give them all a different color. Really fun. Here you can see the different joints that it tracks, and you can even see how it uses the programming to track the joints. So the shoulders, the legs, etc. It figures out where those joints are. So this gets you a little bit started how you figure out where different joints are in the body. When I hit start, I'm going to run that, showing it work, and again, it doesn't see me yet because I'm too close. So if I back up, it'll actually show me. I'll do it real quick, and it should assign me a different color as well because I'm standing away. So here's my skeleton. As you can see, it's being tracked by Kinect. I had to step all the way back and get on my feet before it would really see me. A couple quick things you can see. Those are the joints that it tracks, so if you want to go into the code and see my joints are tracked anytime. The green circles means my hands are open. Red circles, my hands are closed. And if I point my finger, there we go, you can see it turn into a point. That's a blue. Point's a little bit harder for it to see, so I point with two fingers. Got that trick, and it helps you see it a little bit better. So those are the different gestures. So with this, you can actually create a kind of a context menu. You can use these little flappy hands to move things around. You can grab and drag and do all kinds of gesture basic stuff like that. That's actually also, there's sample code for that already in. So hopefully this gives you some idea as to how this is working, how it's tracking, and I'm gonna quickly turn it off. There's all those joints right there. When you get that information, you can use it in your game, your app, whatever you like. So I hope this gets your imagination rolling and gets you started with whatever you want to do. I'm going to see you next time. I'm going to show you some more cool IoT devices. And then hopefully the next couple blog entries, I'll show you how to put these things together and make fun stuff with them. Thanks a lot for watching. And again, if you have any questions, comments, hit my blog up, hit me on Twitter. We'll chat.